This is Matt McGee. You're listening to The Undead Times, hosted by KFAI.org. Joining me today is...
Lydia Stark.
And Elena Rifeva. And I believe our theme today is melodic death metal.
Absolutely. We've been waiting for this for a couple days now, and all of us are pretty excited to have gotten to this point.
Oh, yeah. Personally, I think collectively, all of us, it's one of our favorites.
I think it's a very approachable genre.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you have listened to more of the Avenged Sevenfold, more of the approachable, like, you know, mainstream bands, should I say, transition to something of melodic death variety is a very easy way.
Oh, easily. Like, it's such a diverse genre, you can get the really easy listening stuff and you can get the really brutal, intense stuff.
But first, let's turn to the news. As of news today, Slayer and Anthrax have cancelled their Christchurch performance out of respect to the situation the city and the people are going through right now, but also due to security concerns, given that the site of attack is less than a mile away from the venue. It's about a couple kilometers away. Meanwhile, Voivod snatched up a Juno Award, which is an equivalent of Canadian Grammy, for their Wake album, released last September on Century Media. Meanwhile, in the technical realm, MySpace have lost over 50 million of songs or 12 years worth of uploaded music content due to a technical error in server migration process, something that any IT person can tell you should be fairly trivial. Everything between 2003 and 2015 is null and void right now, cannot be downloaded, and if this doesn't end MySpace, I simply don't know what will. Chris Fenn, a drummer of Slipknot, have left the band after calling a forensic accounting investigation into the band's financial dealings. The reason for the investigation was cited a mismanagement of money, where not all band members are paid equally. Usually Slipknot pulls all the money into one single account from which all members are paid, but according to Chris, some band members in charge of finances have been setting up secondary accounts and business entities to route the merch money from. Make sure to buy merch from local opener bands and tip your butter in disguise. German magazine Kerrang have posted a pretty cool interview with Eliran Kanter, a painter of many, many amazing album covers. Venom Prison released last week, or Testaments, Formation of Damnation, Scythe, Insomniaphobia, Soulflies, Archangel, and many, many more. All of them are done in oil, very classical Rubenesque almost style. So check it out, that's an interesting look into the mind of the artist. Possessed will be releasing the first album in 33 years named Revelations of Oblivion. New single No Room in Hell have surfaced yesterday and it is a total frenzy of a death metal track. Allegion released another song from their upcoming Apoptosis album. It is called Extremophiles and gigs are gigs always. The subject matter of the song are tardigrades or water bears, known for their resilience against the element. Releases of note today: NL Nathracht. Yeah, nobody knows how to pronounce that, but it's supposed to be like a shell. So NL Nathracht have released their self-titled demo back in 1999 on March 18th. And therefore, enjoy.
Yeah.
So what are we playing first?
So our first song is Bullet Ride from In Flames' 2000 release Clayman, and you're listening here on Undead Times. Oh,
Back. We just got done listening to The Granulating Dark Satanic Mills from Carcass off of Surgical Steel. Talk about evil sounding music. Dang.
I would not call it evil, but you know what? Let's say you're right. I would call it cute and heartwarming.
It melts my heart every time I just hear those numbers. Oh, I just sit in my room and just get all cheery.
It's the hard work. Pun intended.
Wrong album, good try, A for effort. What's up next?
Well, actually, what was before, we had Disharmonia Mundi with Magma Diver of the 2015 called Inferno. People would say that maybe it's more of the speed metal. I would disagree, but that's where it comes. Melodic death is a fairly wide genre. There's quite a few things in there. And I believe we started with very old but very fun track by In Flames.
It's an absolute fun song to see live too, and I highly advise, well, for any of the bands that we play, if you get a chance to see them live, do it. Melodeath shows are so cool because they can be super intense, super relaxing. It's just an amalgamation of emotions.
You can dance, you can headbang, you can jump off the walls, do whatever you want. Anything goes. It's Melodeath.
Perfect. So I believe next one is Aerith.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's Aerith. I think I'm pronouncing it right.
Who knows with metal?
But so they are a modern Melodeath band from Chico, California. And little fun trivia is the guitarist and drummer for the band is also the drummer from brutal death metal band Aborted. And apparently him and vocalist Aaron Green have wanted to do this project for ages. They've been friends since like middle school. And this project's loosely based off like the Final Fantasy franchise. And apparently they're big dorks. He's even admitted it. They him, Ken, and Ken's dad, they all play Dungeons and Dragons all the time, and it's just super cool, and it's just a super intense song, but it also like chills out. So this is Beyond Terminus by Aerith off their Aerith EP that came out in 2018
here on Undead Times, hosted and produced by KFAI.com.